But find out again what our restriction is, and maybe there's a way around it.
Yeah. Also, when I bought these bulbs, I went to Sam's, which is near me, you know, the wholesale warehouse type, but the warehouse stores, but they have very low prices. You know, I see that the problem with a place like Sam's, you never be sure you're going to get the same thing twice. You go this week and they have something, you go next week and they don't. Certainly not 2 or 3 years later. And I throw away the packaging. I just can't. I have too much clutter around here as is, so I don't know all the ratings. You know, sometimes they're on the bulbs and all that. And of course, I have learned what the temperature means, more or less, over the years, but I was completely naive about that at the time I bought initially redid, you know, all the bulbs here. Factor in the stuff is the fact that we've always rendered, but here was the first time I was buying something and owning it. And you should say, well, you always save your electricity, that should matter, and all that. It was just the timing of everything, all the pressures of moving and so forth, wanting to be sure that we can afford the place, because I can tell you, going from renting, having your own place and paying for the air conditioning and the heat, whereas we didn't have to pay for the heat before, was a substantial increase in living costs.
Yeah, understood. W2SE. Well, good luck. It sounds like a fairly challenging situation, but find out what the objection is. And maybe there's something you can do, maybe not. Depends. As far as the bulbs go, get a single bulb, put it in the fixture all by its lonesome, or put it in another portable fixture that you can move around, and drag the bulb over by your radio antenna. And maybe what you do is you stick a piece of wire at the back of the rig, you know, a couple of 4 or 5 feet of wire, just have it lying there on the table in the shack, and then bring the lamp over that's plugged in with this new bulb, and see what the radio does with that, see if it's complaining about the noise. If the radio doesn't complain, it's probably a very usable bulb. And you can repeat that with good bulbs and bad bulbs, but once you find a brand that works, that's within your price range, you know, pick up a couple and pick up one or two spares, because there's always going to be the odd failure. I've had a couple of LEDs go, and I've had some compact fluorescents go, which incidentally I've moved away from. I don't like the color, it bothers me. It's just the color irritates me, it doesn't seem right. But again, personal preference, and I do understand that. Good luck, Howie, and stay in touch, and if you want to start fiddling around with ferrites and cores and clamp-ons, toroids and whatever, I've been working with a lot of these things, and it turns through the core and the size of the in terms of the amount of material. Let me let it drop. So it turns through the core and the amount of material in the core. So if you get these little tiny clamp-ons, you put 3 turns to it, it's not going to get the same effect as taking a good medium-sized type 31 that you get at a ham fest and running 6, 8, 10 turns through it or something, or even the same number of turns. The more material and the type 31 is your best for general purpose suppression. You can use 43 in a pinch, particularly for HF, just to let you know. W2SE.
Okay, I'll take that advice. Sounds good. While I still have you, I didn't want to go all night, but if I was to build myself a one-to-one balance, what core would you recommend?
Okay, a one-to-one balance is a misnomer. It's otherwise known as a one-to-one choke. And you're trying to keep RF from coming back into the shack on your coax?
Yeah, although with the present chokes that I'm using externally, you know, clamp-ons and all that, I don't know if that's... And I put those on more for the receive, okay? To get rid of the noise of the receive. But I just want to use a balance on because I don't want the feed line to become part of the radiating system or to throw off the lens on home crew antennas.
Okay, well, if you're running an NFED random wire, you do need something for current return. You do need some kind of a counterpoise, which is off of the shield of the coax. So typically, you'd put your choking device close to the rig inside the shack. You can wrap coax around a toroidal core. You could wrap pairs of wires in a bipolar winding, think zip cord, around a core. Now, when you're wrapping coax around a core, you can take multiple cores, you can stack them to get more inductance out of it. And the trick there, and the one caveat you got to watch for, coax, depending on the diameter of the coax, they all have a unique bend radius. That means you can't bend it too sharply, otherwise you risk changing the impedance and the performance of the coax, and maybe even damage the coax. Let me let it drop. Okay, so mind the bend radius, and if you want to stack a bunch of cores, and Jim Joyce does this all the time, you put generally about a dozen turns of coax through it, and generally people use the 240 size cores. You can use one or multiple. Jim generally gets three or four. The darn things are between $8 to $12 a piece, just to let you know. But they do form a pretty good core. Now, if you're looking for something lower power and you're running skinnier coax, you can actually get the flex coax in the 0.1 diameter that'll handle 100 watts. And then you can wrap relatively tightly around a 240 or even a 140 core. But we'll come to that. We'll revisit that when the time comes. When you figure out what you want to do, what kind of power, and what you're trying to kill, we can work on that.
Okay, well, for now, the antenna that I described, which, by the way, I didn't really fully describe it. I told you how it gets out of the apartment to my deck, which is approximately 12 by 12. It's actually a little less. I've run it around the perimeter, basically the wire horizontally around the perimeter, about an inch off the floor of the deck, so it's completely out of sight from the outside, anyway. But no, I just want to have balance. Like last week, I went on 75 meters for this Eastern New York racing net out of Albany. And what I did is I set up two hamsticks, one vertical and one horizontal, with the broadside facing to Albany on my deck. And it's only up 5 feet from the deck floor, but the deck is all wood, and the deck's up 20 feet from the ground. Net control is very weak, but other stations weren't, so I think that worked out all right. The problem is the hamsticks are incredibly narrow, just like the loop. You get 20 or 30 kilohertz, and that's it. So when I ask you the question of what would you use this for, I want to improve my own balance, and I'll never run more than 100 watts. I really have in mind, well, say I'm building a dipole or a short dipole or something like that. I just want to have a couple of things around so I can drop them in when I want to experiment or want to do something. Want to operate the portable or for some emergency, you know. I just want to have something on hand.
Okay, W2SE. Well, if it's the NFED wire highlight, plan on 13 to 16 feet of coax minimum before you hit the ballon. And you can continue that coax through the ballon if you can get the coax to fit through. With the connectors, you may want to take the connectors off and then put it through. The other option is to get some of the medium or large clamp-ons, type 31s. I get them at Amfest for a buck or two. And it uses up more coax, but that's an option. Another option is to go on the web and look up something called ugly ballon in double, just wrap it in double quotes, ugly ballon. And what people do is they take it's 20 some odd feet of coax, and they put it in a coil. A lot of people like to make it neat and wrap it around a 5-inch piece of PVC piping. But it just looks like a coil you might find in one of your rigs or your radios. It's just a bunch of wire wrapped around and spiraling up circles. you know, tightly wrap it around a piece of PVC, and that works. It's called an ugly balun. You don't need the PVC form. You can just take the 5-inch diameter of coax, just wrap a whole bunch of turns around, again, usually about a dozen or 14 turns, and wrap it around in a coil, tape it around, or tie wrap it around, and that will do it.
Yeah, I've done something like that in the past year or two. What was I going to say? Yeah, I didn't tell you that the deck wire is about 40 or so feet in total length, and I didn't tell you that, yes, I use a counterpoise wire inside the living room here, you know, attached to the anon, and it, you know, as I said, it's 4-to-1 or 9-to-1, and it runs about 6 or so feet under a piece of carpeting, so that's my counterpoise.
Okay, well, you could put the balun right by the feed point then, if right after the unun. And you might want a second balun down by the rig, but you're going to have a lot of RF running around that shack no matter what. So you've got a separate counterpoise there. You could try initially just one balun close, I mean, one choke rather, close to the rig. But the proper place to put it is if you put it close to the feed point, then you got the coax that's going to pick up the RF from everything else that's around in your environment. So you wind up putting two chokes in there, one by the feed point, one by the rig.
Yeah, that's what I have right now.
Yeah, I happen to, most of the time I'm using my coax shield as my counterpoise. So I just have the single choke close to the rig.
Okay, very good. By the way, I have another antenna in the attic, 40 meters is basically that shortened 40 meter dipole made of window line, and I have an LDG 1-to-1 balun up there, and in parallel with the contacts, because first I put up the 40 meter antenna, I have a 6 meter dipole. So that's why I want an extra balun or two. You never know when you're going to make another experiment. You don't want to take down the antenna you already have.
Well, if you're making ununs out of, you know, ferrites or whatever, you want a different material mix if you're going for the higher frequencies. The chokes also probably different material for the higher frequencies. So you're not going to find one that does it all. Some people build their chokes out of combinations of two different cores, two different mixes. I don't know if there's any serious study been done on those yet. But generally, those types of antennas are one or two bands at most, and you can pretty much narrow down which core to use. And that takes a little bit of research on the Ferrite website or Ferrite on, look on the ham website. There's an NFED half-wave group on Facebook, but they're focused on resident antennas, and they're using 49-to-1 ununs. You're probably using an 81-to-1 unun, so that also, it varies what type of antenna.
Okay, yeah, and I guess, I don't know what the next antenna is going to be, type of thing. I certainly would like the capability of being able to operate from 75 through 10, actually 75 through 6, but, you know, these days I don't operate that much at all, but when I do, it's usually on 20 meters. If I turn on the rig to listen, I usually listen there if it's during the day. Okay, let me say goodnight at last. Thanks for all the info, Bruce. We should divide this into chapters instead of trying to do it all at once. Hi. This is W2SE, this is K2EIR.
Yeah, okay, Howie, fine business, yeah. Well, depending on what you're looking, usually you have different antennas for 6 versus the lower bands, but if you got the same antenna, then well, we can look at some of the solutions there. There are lots of different groups out there. You're going to find about a zillion opinions, and some of them are wrong. tend to look for a consensus or focus on the guys that seem to know what they're doing and kind of go with what they're saying. Now, just because something works doesn't mean it's optimal at all. You mentioned hamsticks. I religiously avoid those things, like your daughter avoids light switches on Stravis. They're compromised, they lose a lot of power. Most of it goes in the heat or comes back at the rig. Any time you shorten an antenna, you're going to be down a couple of S units, and that's quite a lot on HF. But, we can talk about it whenever you get some time. Just one more quick question. Are you sideband, CW, or both?
Well, do you mean as an operator or capability of the rig?
Operator.
Yeah, I'm just sideband in FM. I could do sideband on 2 meters with one of my rigs, although I need to send the rig out for repair, so I'll probably not have it for a few months when I finally get to send it.
Okay, well, you probably don't need to worry about 6 meters for a couple of 6-8 months right now. The HF bands, look at 17, that can be fun. You can't get on 30 because that's CW only. 60 hasn't been doing all that well lately, but 40-20 seem to be the go-to bands, and you get the usual locals doing their thing on 75.
Yeah, I know. it's surprising. Sometimes the bands open up. It is the minimum of the solar cycle, but, 2 days ago, I turned on the rig, and right on the frequency I turned it on, it was a station, a Canadian, in Luxembourg, and he was working. Everybody was calling him. It was a pileup, and I was hearing the stations in Minnesota and so forth. That's fine. Other days, you could tune all of 20 meters, and you're lucky if you hear one signal.
I understand they're probably running power, and they're probably running directional antennas with gain. I'm on pretty much daily, and on a very regular basis, I can work. I'm mostly CW, by the way, which has several S units advantage over sideband. I'm regularly having no trouble getting into Arizona, Colorado, California later in the afternoon when the band opens up. No problem at all on 40 getting down to the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, whatever, shorter distances. The very northern end of Maine, Vermont, generally 40, sometimes 60. 40 up into VE1, VE2 land works just fine. And the occasional European contact, but it really depends. So you got to watch the bands too and the time also. And then things stretch out and change at night. So 40 and 80 go long at night and they quiet down quite a bit. So there's lots of options as the bands change. They change hourly, they change by season, and they change by time of day. So there's a zillion variables there. Good luck. Stay in touch, and we'll talk again. K2EIR, W2SE, 73.
73, Bruce. Have a good evening. A good night's sleep. W2SE, this is K2EIR, closing station.
73, Howie.
UMP disconnected. Connected W2SE.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
W2SE disconnected.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.
W2UHF, repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS. J2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UEF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Connected MB7IDT link.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
OSKI Mobile, Golf 4, Foxtrot Kilo, India Mobile, listening for Nico. OSKI Mobile, George 4, Foxtrot Kilo, India, Strip Mobile, listening for Nico.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Connected KB3PQP.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
KB3PQP, listening to the NJ2BS repeater.
KB3PQP, disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. 2BS repeater use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater use PL151.4.
Connected KA2YRA. KA2YRA disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat.
Connected KA2YRA.
NJ2BS repeat.
KA2YRA timeout.
This is the NJ2BS repeater use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
Good afternoon, police station. That's Alpha Lima Zero Yankee, and the simulated emergency test will begin in about 3 minutes. Please stand by, and welcome all amateurs to participate in the net. And if you can check in, please stand by and not interrupt the net. AL0Y. Good afternoon, police station. This is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee, net control operator for the station of the Bergen Bessay simulated emergency test. The purpose of this map is to conduct an exercise for a simulated emergency, and the scenario today is a drill for a hurricane.
NJ2BS repeat.
We will be conducting simulated situational awareness reports, such as weather reports, downed power poles, closed roads, power outage, or required medical supply. So check into the net, call net control AL0Y and on key, and make sure you're not doubling with any other stations. Then come back with your call sign for next day, name, and your county. And after the check signs, I'll be collecting the report. Station that would like to participate, please call net control AL0Y now.
AL0M3UXK.
AL0Y. This is W2TTT
over here. Process, hold it there. Roger, November 3, Uniform X-ray Kilo and Whiskey 2, Tango, Tango, Tango. Good afternoon. Any additional check-ins for today?
A0LY. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Park Ridge, New Jersey.
Alright, Bob, good afternoon. Right, Mr. Gordon, W2TTT, can I get your report?
Yeah, our report is traveling to Mobile EOC to run the DMR net on NJ2PC Top Curve 9 at 1230 for this drill. Look forward to seeing you.
Rafa, copy your IXC mobile at EOC running for the DMR net at NJ2BC repeater, local group 209, and we'll be looking forward to get that. Right, moving forward to Bob, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta at home station, operating on
standard AC power, and I have the UHF, VHF, and DMR capabilities.
Roger, that's Bob. You are at Polo Station using standard AC power and have DMR, UV, and HF capabilities. Do you have emergency power if needed?
All systems are up and running. No emergencies.
Received. All right. Any additional stations that wish to check in today to the Bergen Bay Simulated Emergency Testnet? Nothing heard. All right, gentlemen. Thanks for checking in today. This is AL0Y, and next station of this net will be actually at 12:30 p.m. and it's going to be on the DMR repeater, November Juliet to Papa Charlie. Again, November Juliet to Papa Charlie on local 9 subgroup. Hope to hear you all there. Again, that's Alpha Lima Zero Yankee, and I'll be signing the net off at 12:04, and catch you in 26 minutes. Distributor will now be returned to normal amateur use, 73 Solar Station, AL0Y, I'll be clear.
Connected, KA2YRA.
KA2YRA from AL0Y. It looks to me like you're just a little spotty into the repeater right now. Are you proceeding to Patterson at this time? I did not get that. Can you give me either roger, 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 or negative, negative, negative? Okay, Steve, that time you didn't come through at all, so. Alright, well, if you're coming, you know where to be. And we're listening on this repeater as well as on the DMR repeater. And I'll tell you what, I'll put on 5-2 just simplex just in case. So if you're really, really close, we'll hear you. KA2YRA, AL0Y.
AL0Y, KA2YRA via EchoLink, copy?
Q5, old man, yes sir. KA2YRA, AL0Y, go.
QSL, I'm working my way south. I'm operating UHF, VHF, portable, DMR, as well as EchoLink, battery-powered, portable mobile, and yeah, I do have additional battery power here as I'm operating. Current location is Mahwah, New Jersey.
Okay, and are you en route to our location?
QSL on my, on heading to Patterson, depends on how long you'll be there. My ETA is maybe 12:45 or 1 p.m.
That's fine, we'll be here all afternoon, that's not a problem. Alright, I've also got an HD on 5-2, so we're really close, so we've got you covered, okay?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Partial copy on that, I'm back to driving. I will connect via RF as I get closer. AL0Y, KA2YRA, listening.
QC, very good. KA2YRA, this is AL0Y for the Bergen PEG, the Aries Simulated Emergency Test Net. Any stations, you're welcome to Bergen PEG. Have any traffic or if you would just like to check in. This is AL0Y.
KA2YRA, timeout.
2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Good afternoon, Solar Station. This is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee and Bergen Bay County. Air Stimulated Emergency Test will begin in about 2 minutes. Please stand by and welcome all amateurs to check into the net, but if you can, please stand by and not interrupt. Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. Good afternoon to all the stations. This is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee, net control operator for the station of the Bergen Bittank Air Simulated Emergency Test Net. The purpose of this net is to conduct an exercise for a simulated emergency, and scenario today is addressed for hurricane, and we will be collecting radiograms during this net with your operating capabilities, such as you using AC power or emergency power, what bands you can work on, and what modes you can work on.
NJ2BS, repeat.
To check into the net, please call net control, AL0Y, and on key, and then make sure you're not doubling with any other station. If you're not, come back with your call sign, phonetically please, and your name, county, and if you have any ARRL appointments as well. After the check-in, I'll be actually collecting the radiograms, if any, and at this moment, stations that would like to participate, please call Med Control AL0Y now.
AL0Y. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Bergen County.
AL0Y. This is W2TTT, one piece of traffic.
AL0Y. This is Kilo Alpha 2, Yankee Romeo Alpha, one traffic.
Right, let's hold it there, please. Right, I have Bob Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta. Bob, do you have any radiograms for us tonight?
Okay, we do have full power. It is slightly raining here. I have using an HT battery powered at this time. I have VHF, UHF, and DMR capabilities.
Right, thank you for the report. Moving forward, I have Whiskey 2, Tango, Tango, Tango. Please go ahead.
L0I from W2TTT. One piece of traffic. Ready to copy?
Affirmative, go ahead.
Okay. Number one, routine from W2, Tango, Tango, Tango. Check 8, Patterson, New Jersey. October 6, 2018. 2, Whiskey 2, Victor, Tango, Victor. Break for text. Greetings, John, from Bergen County. X-ray, seven, figures, 7-3, X-ray, end of message, signed, Whiskey 2, Tango, 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 Alpha Group, Delta, Echo, Charlie, Bergen, end of message, no more.
Alright, thanks Gordon, I roger message number one. Alright, see if Whiskey Kilo Alpha 2, Yankee Romeo Alpha, please go ahead.
Message number figure 1001, routine from Kilo Alpha 2, Yankee Romeo Alpha, check figure 17, Patterson, November Juliet, October 6th. Going to Whiskey 2, Tango, 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 break. Operating, Foxtrot Oscar Romeo, the initial Sierra Echo Tango, using emergency power X-ray, have initials Uniform Hotel Foxtrot, initials Victor Hotel Foxtrot, initials Delta Mexico Romeo, and initials Hotel Foxtrot capabilities, initial X-ray, figure 7-3, break. Signature Kilowatt Alpha 2, Yankee Romeo Alpha, Steve. And no more PAL copy.
Right, thanks Steve for your radiogram and roger message number 1001. Thanks for that. Any additional stations, please call NIST Control, Alpha Lima 0 Yankee. Not received, alright. This is Alpha Lima 0 Yankee, and next session will be actually at 12:30 p.m. on the NJ2BC repeater, that's the DMR repeater, and we will be collecting radiograms as well at 2:30 p.m. 73 to all stations, this is Alpha Lima 0 Yankee, signing the net closed at 14:08. Hours, and this is Alpha Lima 0 Yankee, the repeater will now be returned to normal amateur use. AL0Y clear.
NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater, this is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
WA2GXK.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151. 51.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
NZ2K from WA2CLP. NZ2K, WA2CLP.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UH.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
AK2F listening.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat.
Connected. KA2YRA. KA2YRA disconnected. Connected. KA2YRA. KA2YRA disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat.
Good afternoon, police station. This is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee and the Bergen Batek Amateur Radio Emergency Services Simulated Emergency Testnet will begin in about 1 minute. Please stand by. AL0I.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Good afternoon, police station. This is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee, not control operator for the station of the Bergen Tag Simulated Emergency Test Net. The purpose of this net is to conduct an exercise for a simulated emergency, and the scenario today is still continued as a threat for a hurricane. We'll be collecting a simulated situational awareness report, such as weather reports, downpour poles, closed roofs, power outages, or any required medical supplies again in the simulation during the net. To check into the net, please call net control AL0Y and on key, and make sure there's no doubling with any other station. When you come back, give your call sign phonetically, your name and your county, and after the check ends, we'll be collecting the report. Station that would like to participate, please call net control AL0Y now. Not heard, the message now closed. AL0Y.
AL0Y, W2TTT.
W2TTT, AL0Y, go ahead.
Yeah, pardon my late check-in, but I'm here.
Roger that, Gordon, W2TTT, alright. Do you have any report today?
I do. The weather has improved. Systems are slowly restoring. We do have power. I've surveilled the area, and I think we're going to be okay. All clear, I think, might be a good summary status.
All right, roger that. All clear, system are coming up, and weather is getting better. And again, this is a simulated emergency test message. This is just a drill. All right, W2TTT, thanks for the report.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, also be advised that I do not have a DMR handy talkie at my disposal, and therefore will not be able to run the next net. I should be able to get into WO2X from where I'll be. I'll be in Clark at 5 o'clock, so I should be able to get in from there. If I can't, a thousand apologies, it's not for lack of trying. But I will be attempting to get in from Clark, okay?
That's no problem, Gordon. Don't worry about it. I'll be around and hope you find your DMR. That's kind of weird. I'm not sure if it actually was there after Dave left. Maybe he actually thought it was one of his or something, but I can't really remember when it kind of disappeared.
I think it was there when the mayor came by, so we'll see. In fact, I want to say it was even there when Steve came by. But again, we'll see. I certainly can check for it, and we'll go from there. But anyway, right now I'm at Rifle Camp Park. I'm about to jump on the parkway to go get Nancy down at Clark in another 50 minutes or so.
All right, no problem. And wanted to thank you for yesterday anyway, and thanks for the dinner, really. That was a good choice. Thank you.
Yeah, I apologize for the delay, but it was good, and they did make it worth our while to wait. And I'm glad I ate what I did, because when Nancy got home, she made herself a sandwich and called it a day. She did not want to go out, and she did not want to order it. So it was like, okay, very good. That was pretty funny. Anyway, by the way, I was listening on 146.55 a little while ago up here on the mountain, and someone is streaming some, you know, fusion stuff on 55 simplex. And it's a bunch of guys in California all talking. I was looking at the call signs. It was, you know, Lakewood, California area. K1VOV, who's a Russian. WJ to something or other, I can't remember now, he was a Filipino guy. It was hilarious, and they're all talking back and forth, just having a good time, but I'm 2,500 miles away. I couldn't get a word in edgewise, so I don't know what's going on, but somebody's retransmitting that stuff from out there on 55. Not cool. Not cool to tie up a simplex frequency in Metro New York like that. But anyway, we'll chat with you later. I'm going to run off the mountain now and run over to Clark. We'll see how well that goes. And I've got some improvements for the 6-1 repeater too, so I think we're making progress here, little bit by little bit. Just got to check on a couple of things I think we need to
check the duplexer and a few other things, but we'll get that done. After the marathon, key phrase, after the marathon. So, 73, ALZY, W2TTT.
Roger that, Gordon. And just before you go, what was the BL tone on 61 again?
141.3.
Roger that. All right, I'll give it a shot in a few. And thanks for the chat. I'll catch you later, hopefully. Anyway, I'll let you go and I'll say 73, ALZY.
Okay, it definitely has some issues, but, you know, it's got some coverage issues, and I think it's partially antenna and partially duplexer. In the meantime, if you want, I'll flip over there now, and I'll keep an ear out for at least a little while. But if I drive too far, I might not be able to get in a mobile. It's just the way it is. We as I said, we need to make some improvements. So I'll see you over on 61, ALZYW2TTT. Clear.
AL01NW2TTT, this is KA2YRA.
Connected, KA2YRA. KA2YRA, this is AL0Y. Good evening, Steve. Go ahead.
Gordon, you have to left. I'm praising you guys yesterday. I don't think I'll get my digital message in time, though I will try. And at 1700, I believe I have an NJ2BS. I will sign in via Echo Link for the voice final message. Is that okay?
That's affirmative, Steve. That's totally fine. Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. AL0Y, back to you.
QSL, thanks, Ellie. And I will still try to do the digital. Thanks to the instructions, I did read them more carefully. And I do need to read and practice more for the next time. AL0Y, see you at 1700, KA2YRA.
J2BS, repeat.
KA2YRA, disconnected.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat.
Connected, KA2YRA. Connected, KA2YRA.
This is